This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio, here at the 22nd annual TST big event. Thanks to G. Trulia and the entire team from TST for their hospitality. And they even allowed me, John, to do a keynote speech today on the rise of the mechanical and technology specialist. I've got a ton of positive feedback from it. I always love that. And that always seems to happen every time I do this. More than 16% of light-duty vehicles on the road are EV and hybrid. Is your shop ready to safely and properly service them? Get your shop trained and equipped to service hybrid and EV vehicles with NAPA AutoTech's innovative EV-ready Level 1 high-voltage awareness and maintenance training. Hey, did you know that NAPA Trax has on-site training plus 6 days a week support? It all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find NAPA Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. John Anello is here. It's been a while since you've been on the podcast. Auto Tech on Wheels, a sought-after programmer here in New Jersey, New York area.
Yep, and also a technology consultant.
That's right, a technology consultant. I love this. And so I hadn't seen John in so long, and he came in, and we started to talk about health. And so, John, to pay homage to you, before I sat down here, I had a white chocolate macadamia cookie because I was walking by the break area, and I said, I think John would be okay if I had a cookie.
No, not at all. And it's moderation. Everything's moderation.
Oh, my God. So the reason that I'm laughing and the reason that I brought it up is this morning at breakfast, I hadn't seen John. He came in and he started to talk about specialty foods. And he started to talk about his age. And I said, there's no way you're in your 60s.
64.
64.
And I'm not retiring, by the way.
You can't because you've got more energy than the bunny, the rabbit, right?
Plus, I'm carrying a torch. I'm going to keep carrying a torch.
And the torch is all about eating a whole lot healthier. And I just want the listener, please do not hang up. Do not stop listening. And if you have something to do, please come back to this because this episode is about your health in ways that, you know, John at breakfast this morning really shocked and rocked my world. I'm trying to eat smarter, eat better. I'm a vegetable guy. You know, they call me the rabbit at home. And I didn't really realize why. I mean, I love vegetables, but John basically is explaining to me how important it all is. And then the big takeaway was as an industry, John, we've got lunch and learn pizzas and we've got snacks for our team in the back room. If you will, the candy bar tray and the chip box and all this stuff going on. And basically, when I listened to John this morning, I realized that we're doing a lot of things wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me, man.
I visit a lot of shops, probably 10 to 12 shops every day. For years, I mean, I've been in the business 35 years. So for years, I've watched people grow older, such as myself. I've also seen over the past few years, guys dropping, like guys in their late 40s, guys in 50s. I'm like, how can this be? We should be living a longer life. It can't be something that we're born with and our time clock just gave out. It has to be some type of correlation. But then as I look back, these are all shops. These are guys that are working all the time. They're all in a rush. And then they take that moment of time to take their lunch. And it's always fast food lunch. It's not something like when I was a kid, my mom used to pack my lunch and put good things there that she knew that was nourishable. And I would take them to school, have my school lunch. Other kids had lunch from the school, but I was raised by immigrants. That's what I learned. My dad had his own garden. He grew his own vegetable. My mom made her own pasta. But as you get older, I mean, look, I hit that routine too, Burger King, McDonald's, all that stuff. But I think in my 40s, and by the way, I've always exercised, always been in the gym. But my 40s, I started to straight up my diet a little bit. I just felt, you know, let me just eat a little healthier. But I did notice that as time went on, there were other changes to be made. If there were some things crossed the path of your life. My daughter had some issues where she has like a rare kidney disease. It was from something happened to her as a younger child. And they wanted to give her a regimen that I didn't totally agree with. And I said, you know what? I just don't believe in this regimen that you're giving her. There's got to be other options, which I want to do. Henceforward, we met someone through a friend who referred someone, and this guy was all into holistics. He said, listen, this is not something we can fix overnight. It's going to be fixed over time. But with diet, I'm like, what are you talking about? It took her about a good 15 years to slowly change her body. And to this day, knock on wood, she's doing fine. But here's the thing. I looked at her regimen of things that she changed, her diet. I'm like, wow, I could do the same. I go, don't feel that you're out of place. That you're a special kid. You have to eat special food. I'll tell you what, I'll join the team. I'll go along with you for this ride and see what that's going to do for myself. And maybe you're on the right path here because it's helping you. And then fast forward, come COVID, that was the catalyst. That turned my whole life around where I said, you know what? I need to dig deeper into this, more about health, more about why COVID never got to me. It never touched my body. It never affected me. I kept working. I mean, sure, I wore the mask, I wore the gloves. I wasn't around a lot of people because I was a mobile guy going to the shops in and out. You know, they would hand me, they would leave the keys in the car, leave the check in the car, says, you know, don't come near me. I'm like, whatever. I wore a mask. But what I noticed, I'm like, I did a very deep dive. I'm like, how is it affecting certain people and not affecting everybody? Didn't affect my daughter, didn't affect her mom, but my daughter has been building her immune system for a very long time, very strong immune system. I started digging and I spent probably 3 years learning about holistics and how to eat proper. And I've noticed that a lot of my shops don't eat proper and they have underlying issues. These aren't issues they were born with. These are issues they acquired over time. It doesn't take a week, a month. This takes years. It can hit you 10 years from now. Oh, well, this little thing's not going to hurt me. It's incremental over time. Mm-hmm. It's accumulative over time.
Sure.
And you don't realize it until you get the warning sign. See, your body's going to react and give you a warning sign. You can't neglect it. So maybe you have high blood pressure and you're going to run to a doctor, pharmaceutical doctor, and he may offer you a regimen of stuff that you need to take care of that high blood pressure without even realizing or asking you, what are you eating? What's your diet? And I'm like, you know what? I started studying more and more and more, and I got fascinated. And what happens is, just like my passion for cars, I got a passion for food and diet and exercise. I want to live longer. And just like a couple of weeks ago, I went to a shop, and I knew this guy was always eating bad. I mean, pizza, fried chicken, like nothing earthy, nothing. See, we're electric. Our bodies are electric. We're supposed to be eating electric. We're supposed to be eating food in its natural state, farmed correctly in its natural state, not something that's been changed. He's not eating that way. And here he is sitting in a wheeling, like a stool. It's a wheeling stool. And he brought the car down low enough so he can work. He's overweight. He's got issues. He's diabetic. He's doing a brake job sitting on the stool. I'm like, wow. So he lowered the car to work like that, but how can you live a life like that? So now you're putting in long hours. I know he's a hard worker, a very hard worker, through his whole life. His dad, his uncle, and him. Remember one thing, too, is that we eat like our parents. People say, oh, well, my dad had it, so I'm going to get it. No, because you're eating like your parents. You need to change the way you eat. So meanwhile, he has this problem of diabetes. He's not doing too well. He doesn't have energy. He's moving slow. There's no way he can get work done in that shop fast enough for the time base each job is worth. And then his uncle walks in. His uncle has heart problems. I'm like mind boggled that these guys have been working in industry for many, many years. And they're in their 50s. The other guy is like high 30s. I'm like, even if you say you're going to retire, you're not going to make retirement. The whole idea is you work your whole life and you can't overwork yourself. Give yourself 8 hours. Most guys all want to work 10 hours. I work to 10 o'clock at night and I get home late. That's not good. You need to have 3 meals a day. You need to eat properly. You need to drink enough water. They don't drink enough water. And I say, water is a need for your body. So when I studied the whole picture of a lot of friends passing away early from heart attacks, and not only that, not getting themselves checked. Now, I myself, I don't run to a doctor. But I run to get myself diagnosed. I'm like, you know what? I sit here and diagnose cars. What if I can find a place to diagnose me and give me a baseline to see if I'm doing something wrong? I want a baseline because I don't want to be like them. And I know it sounds expensive, being an entrepreneur and have my own business. This facility is a one-day facility. You get a whole team of people working on you, and you have every test run imaginable just to check you, just like we would do on a car. Like I would analyze a car. I run algorithms. I check fuel pressure. It's no different. Is it expensive? Yeah, it cost me $8,000 I spent, but I can't put a price tag on it. I know that they scan my whole body from my neck all the way down to my legs, bottom of my legs, just checking my body. I had a chemical put into my body to light up my arteries, just check for plaque. I have no plaque in none of my arteries. The guy's like, the inside of your body is 10 to 15 years younger than the outside of your body. That's what we need to do. We need to keep the inside of our bodies younger than what we seem on the outside because we don't know what's lingering inside our bodies.
Are you an NAPA Auto Care Center who is ready to take your shop to the next level? Then the Premier Tier NAPA Auto Care Gold Certified Program is exactly what you need. Gold Certified Auto Care Centers provide customers with a consistent experience no matter where they are in the U.S. Now, this means they are more likely to return and support your shop or find your Gold Certified Auto Care Center while on the road. Gold Certified members can maximize technology, increase their local marketing opportunities, and have a fully trained team that keeps up with the latest trends. Simply put, the Gold Certified NAPA Auto Care Program powered by your local brand will set you apart. A true partnership is a two-way street. Shops must meet specific criteria to be eligible for the many benefits of gold. Now, NAPA Auto Care rewards its most committed partners, their gold certified members, with free premium shop referrals on the NAPA online locator, annual marketing dollars, an enhanced warranty, training opportunities, program rebates, and so much more. Are you ready to get started? Contact your local NAPA sales representative to discuss your eligibility and apply today. More than 16% of light-duty vehicles on the road are EV and hybrid. Is your shop ready to safely and properly service them? Get your shop trained and equipped to service hybrid and EV vehicles with NAPA AutoTech's innovative EV-ready Level 1 high-voltage awareness and maintenance training. Hey, take your auto care center to the next level, the gold level, with the NAPA Auto Care Gold Certified Program. This program is for the best of the best who can provide a consistent consumer experience and earn the trust of returning and new customers. Talk to your NAPA sales representative about how you can become a gold certified shop. Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NAPATRAX was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NAPATRAX offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NAPATRAX is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NAPATRAX, that's NAPATRAX.com.
I think what you're telling me is that our body keeps score. Does it age us if we don't take care of ourselves?
It will definitely age faster than the exterior. Another thing, too, is your body can age faster on the outside, too, because stress will kill you, and stress, it puts you in a constant fight mode where your adrenaline is always jumping, and you don't want to have adrenaline being in your system all the time. It can have an effect on all your major organs. It keeps them inflamed. So the whole idea is you need to have a balanced meal. And what I learned from all my studies, I eat the same food every day. People say, well, you eat boring. No, I eat what my body wants. Because if you don't keep a good diet and exercise, you're not going to be going to the shop and be productive. You're going to be lounging around and the food's going to just slow you down. And then you're going to end up longevity cutting your lifespan 100%.
I love what you just said, that you're eating boring. So many of us can't get out of our own way when we say, God, I want to have a hell of a ribeye from, you know, my favorite steak place. Because there's a euphoria to go out and have something that you love to eat.
In moderation.
And you're saying you could do it in moderation.
In moderation.
But you can't eat a ribeye every week.
You can't. Once a month is good.
Okay.
It's going to taste because.
But as long as you're supplementing it with other really good stuff, but how do you find out what your body wants that's good stuff? Or is the good stuff good for everyone? Or is everybody's body makeup different?
Since the beginning of time, you need protein. The body needs three major things. It needs protein. It needs fat. It needs fiber. In fact, you're supposed to eat fat with protein. The fat surrounds the protein and actually causes slow digestion where you feel full for a longer time.
So what's fat and protein together?
Fat you can get from, the best fat is an avocado. I have one avocado every day. It is the best fat you can have. And even olive oil, good olive oil, not the olive oil that looks like very light yellow, right, like the green olive oil. That's the real stuff that I get from one of my body shops whose father owns a farm in Greece. So I go to $20 for a bottle. I buy it.
Yeah.
I use it every day in my food.
Okay.
And just that little bit of olive oil is like inner lubrication for your body. It's the best. And plus, you're feeding your brain.
I love
So how can you think? Here, listen. You're going to make your brain deficient because 70% of your brain cell is fat. Your brain loves fat. So you have to feed it fat, not vegetable fats. They'll destroy your body. They're the worst thing for you. They're the ones that cause heart problems down the road for cardiovascular problems.
Vegetable fat would be
the worst.
Oils.
Oils. They're bad.
Right.
I mean, the only oils that are really good for you that I push, coconut oil and olive oil. Those are the two best oils. They're the best fat you can. You have to have fat in your diet every day. If you don't feed your brain, you'll end up with brain diseases. Do you know that cholesterol is another source to feed your brain fat? I mean, your body makes it for a reason. It doesn't make it for a bad reason. And we watch our levels all the time. Well, 85% of your cholesterol is something you can't control. It's hereditary, especially if you're European descent. So get your cholesterol. Let's say your cholesterol is 100. 85 of it, you can't cure it. It's the other 15% you take care of through your diet. So if I'm at 210, oh, your cholesterol is a little too high. No, it's not. 210 is fine. Because if I don't have cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol, is the repair mechanism for your body. When you cut yourself and you build scar tissue, that's the bad cholesterol. When you drink liquor or you're exposed to aluminum or mercury, your body knows to send that so-called bad cholesterol to your brain to protect it. It has to. So now you have no protection.
So I've got to have some form.
You need some form of cholesterol. And
in all regards, LDLs and all that stuff.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, you have to make sure that you work your diet. Your diet is a lot about where your cholesterol levels will fall. In fact, cinnamon can lower your cholesterol. There's a lot of things out there. Listen, God put things on this earth. You have to go seek them out. You're not going to find them going to a grocery store. You may have to go to a health food store. You may have to go to certain places that have certain herbs. But there's everything on this earth to take care of certain things. Now, I make this thing called immune chicken. I have it every day. I don't care.
Immune chicken?
Immune chicken. I designed it myself because I know every nutrient I put in there is going to help my body to keep me very healthy. I start off with grilled chicken, good grilled chicken.
Organic, then, I imagine?
Organic grilled chicken.
Okay.
Okay. Make sure I have a good chicken source. Not chicken that gets antibiotics injected into it. Make sure it's good, healthy chicken, right? That chicken breast that you have, what I do with it, I cut up one full avocado. I put it in the same bin, right? Then on top of that, I'll take some olive oil and pour olive oil right on top of it. Then I take red onions, the only onions I eat is red onions, because red onions have quercetin in it. Now, quercetin is something that is used as an isophore. It takes zinc to your cell. It's kind of like the carriage. So if you have zinc in your diet, it doesn't get to your cell by itself. It needs a carrier. Red onions or red wine will take the zinc to your cell. Zinc is very important. Like if I'll do oysters once a week, they're the highest in zinc than any food. It's like almost 76 milligrams. Like you need at least 30 milligrams a day of zinc, at least, right? To keep yourself healthy. Because once the zinc gets in your cell, a virus gets in your cell, it can't replicate. It's impossible because zinc prevents that virus from replicating your cell. You have to make sure you're getting the proper minerals. Now, understand that minerals come from the earth. So you have to eat earthy things, vegetables. The vitamins come from the fruits, from the sky, because the sun works on the fruits. And that's how we get our minerals. And that's how we get our vitamins. They're important. In my chicken plate, I also add in there Manuka honey. I pour 1 tablespoon of Manuka honey all over that chicken because Manuka honey is medicinal honey made in New Zealand, Australia. Most powerful honey. It actually resists viruses and a fungus because they can't resist it. Unlike antibiotic where it can learn to resist it, you can't resist it, but it has to be good Manuka honey. So I put that on. I'm not even done yet. Then on top of that, I put cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper is not an irritant pepper. It's a healing pepper. Cayenne pepper on top of my food will go in. The first thing it do, it will dilate my arteries. It's made to dilate arteries. So hence, lower your blood pressure. It helps to keep the blood flowing. The whole idea is you don't want restriction in your arteries, right? And also cayenne pepper, by taking it in, can actually fuse bleeding ulcers in your stomach. It's crazy. I do a lot of reading. So I'm like, it can't hurt to just throw a quarter tablespoon of it, a teaspoon on my chicken. Then while I'm still there, I take garlic and I shave garlic, 3 cloves on top of that chicken because garlic is an antibiotic. It's God's antibiotic. It takes care of anything that you have. And then I also put in ginger, another powerful thing. Shave some ginger in there, you know, at least maybe like a teaspoon of it. I'll shave that in there. Then I shave in turmeric. Turmeric prevents inflammation in all your organs. It lowers inflammation. So I'm eating this stuff. And then to top it off, I get a whole handful of pumpkin seeds thrown in there for minerals, high in zinc, high in a lot of minerals. Then the last topper, I get 5 Brazilian nuts. Now, Brazilian nuts, I don't eat nuts, by the way. I hate all nuts. I don't like peanuts because peanuts have fungus in them. That's why certain kids will have reactions to them. They can't have peanuts. Peanuts are known to have fungus in them. I do not eat peanuts. I eat no nuts. People, why eat almonds? Those are not nuts. Those are seeds. See, seeds you're supposed to be eating. Seeds have all the nutrients in them. So almonds are very good for you. They're getting rid of seeds in a lot of our foods. Why are you making seedless grapes? Why are you making seedless melons? For what reason? You should be eating. God said eat the seeds. He wants you to eat seeds. That's where nutrients are. So I put my pumpkin seeds in there. I eat the stuff. I'll eat the whole thing. And while I'm doing that, I have my beet juice, which we'll talk about in a second.
Stop for a moment on the Brazilian nuts. You're putting the Brazilian nuts in whole or are you shaving them, chopping them?
No, I put them in whole because Brazilian nuts are good for your thyroid. Your thyroid only needs 2 things. It needs iodine and it needs selenium. So the Brazilian nuts are the highest in selenium, but you can't have no more than 5 because you're overdosed with selenium. You can't have too much selenium. So remember, just like medication, everything's in moderation. I remember one time I thought, I'm like, wow, pineapples are antiviral. So I was having like almost 3 quarts of pineapple every day. And I'm like, wow, if I have more, it'll be better. I destroyed my intestines. I had problems. I was sitting on the toilet. I'm bad. And I'm like, what did I do different? I'm like, oh my God.
Acid?
I overdid it with the pineapples. So pineapples are good in small amounts. So like any food that you eat, it's moderation, just like medication. And by the way, 85% of our medications are derived from things on earth. Then all you got to do is find it, change the DNA structure just a little bit, and sell it as a drug that can falsify the body that it's taking in the same thing. But here's the problem. There's no side effects from Mother Nature. There's side effects, pills. So I don't take any pills. I'm on no medication whatsoever. If I have a problem, I go seek out something that's going to take care of my body. So,
but you still go to the doctor?
Every 2 years, I do that $8,000 routine.
Oh, wow.
I have to. Because I, like they said to me, everything looks good, but you're vitamin A deficient. What do you mean? You're vitamin A deficient. You need to eat more orangey stuff. So I had to kick it up. Carrots, anything with orange in it. I had to kick it up. They'll gauge you and see who you are. They'll check all your levels.
Where are you getting B12 from?
Well, I also take supplements.
Okay.
I'll take the basic supplements. I'll take vitamin Bs, vitamin C, vitamin D, because during the summer, your vitamin D is made through the sun.
Yep.
Because when your sun hits your skin, by the way, people are like, oh, I'm going to lay out in the sun, get my vitamin D. No, all you do is put your face in the sun for about 15 minutes because your face absorbs more sun than any part of your body. God designed us that way. If we wear clothes, we're still in the sun. Our face has to draw all the vitamin D into our face. 15 minutes of sun. That's why I understand what they're saying. Stay in your house. You can't go out. COVID. You stay in your house. You don't get vitamin D. Vitamin D is a repair mechanism for your cell. So if your cell is damaged, your cells have to rejuvenate every so often. If you don't have vitamin D and you don't have zinc in your cell, you're doomed to get sick.
John, can I still get vitamin D on a cloudy day?
No. I don't know. I just know sun, 15 minutes.
Okay.
The sun, but you need to take vitamin D supplement. If not, you get osteosporosis, which I have a little bit. So they said, listen, you have to kick up your vitamin D, put more vitamin D. So they can show me, they said, listen, we measure your bone mass on your wrist. That's where they measure it, and your pelvis and your lower back. So I have a little bit of bone loss because I go every 2 years in my lower back. He goes, you have to exercise, do resistive weight. Because here's one thing I learned. When you lift weights and you're working with weights, you don't build bone mass. You build bone mass by carrying weight. I always say a real man carries weight. A fake man lifts weight. So you have to carry weight. So that's why it's important to go to the gym. And also, oxygen is very crucial to your cells. If we're sitting here talking, we're probably taking in 15, 20% oxygen. You start kicking up on a treadmill, you pull in 75% of the oxygen that you need. So that's why to really kill a virus, you have to stay healthy. You have to make sure you get enough vitamin D, zinc, get your thyroid working. So if you're not feeding all the stuff to your body, you're doomed to get sick all the time. Remember, we make more money with sick people than we do with healthy people. That's just the way it is. We keep the beds full. But most people stay in that group. I can easily take a pill. I'm so busy. I don't have time to take care of my high blood pressure problem. I'll go take a pill for it to lower my blood pressure, and I can still live the same lifestyle. Well, yeah, okay. That pill may work. It's temporary or longevity. When I was a kid and I was sick, we took a medication. It was a couple of days, right? But now, fast forward today, they want to keep you on a pill forever. When, here, being a kid, 64 years ago, let's go back some years. No one had long prescriptions. They were short prescriptions. Maybe took penicillin for like 4 or 5 days and you were done. But people are taking these drugs for a long period of time. That's not the way you do it. Sure, you take a drug in the beginning to take care of some underlying issues you have, but change your diet. You shouldn't be doing some longevity. It's just not good. And then also that medication could take the problem elsewhere.
Yeah. At breakfast this morning, John says, you taking anything? And I said, I'm taking a statin. I'll never forget what you said. Get off it now, today. Don't take it tomorrow. And I will go to my annual physical in May, and I will tell him either that I decided to take myself off manually or asked him, why am I still on it?
What you need to do is you need to keep track of your cholesterol, see where your levels are, change your diet. Your body can fix itself given the right conditions.
Wait a minute. I know what your point is. I don't eat bad. I really don't, because I love vegetables and I think we eat pretty well. I love olive oil. And again, I'm not asking you, you're not a medical profession,
no.
But I'm going to, please, this
I'm like a holistic coach.
Yeah, okay,
holistic coach.
So we need to make sure our audience understands that. And I'm not saying confession over here, but what if I decide to get off it for a couple of months? I do the blood test just before I go to him, because I know where I'm always around 70, my cholesterol. You say you're at 200.
I'm at 210. I don't even
210.
Worry about it.
And you don't worry about it.
My body needs cholesterol.
Your body needs cholesterol
now,
to do what it needs to.
If you're like 400, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Obviously.
All right.
But remember, 85% of your cholesterol, it's part of your genes. You're not going to get rid of it. It's the 15% you need to control through diet. And there's things you could take to lower cholesterol naturally.
Yeah.
You need to dig into your diet. And I eat a regimen diet. So I eat that same thing every day. Plus, I eat also sauerkraut. I eat sauerkraut a half hour before I eat my meal. Because a sauerkraut is like a probiotic, a prebiotic, probiotic. It feeds your gut bacteria. Those guys are hungry. It feeds those guys. Once you feed those guys, they're happy. Then when you digest your food, then it helps for digestion.
Okay, you have a hell of a regimen going. And you're on the road.
I'm on the road, but I prep my food every Sunday.
Every Sunday, every day?
Every Sunday, I prep it for the whole week.
Okay. And you make containers that go into
Today I was told by a guy, don't use plastic containers, those Tupperware. You got to switch the glass.
Okay.
Because then you pick up microplastics. And he's right. He's right. Because I just stopped drinking out of plastic water bottles. Now I'm doing a glass bottle. But I didn't think about my food being in that tray. Listen, I'm slowly gearing myself to clean things up because I want to live to 90s. That's where I want to be, 90s. I'm 64. I don't feel 64.
How hard it's got to be. You're Italian, right?
Yeah.
I'm Italian. We grew up on bread and pasta.
I know. But here's it. Go to Italy. Their bread and pasta is different.
I know. That's what I hear.
Our bread and pasta is not good here. So that's the problem. Our pasta will turn into sugar real quick. Remember one thing. Here's a stat. This is a stat. You may say, well, John is talking about diet and that. What does he know? Okay, I'll give you stats. You tell me what's going on. 92 million, we have 300 million people here, right? 92 million people, and you go fact check that, have cardiovascular problems in this country. 100 million people have diabetes or pre-diabetes in this country. It is diet. This is not something hereditary. It's a massive problem. Now here, I'll give you an example. Okay, sugar is the worst enemy. The worst. Okay, understand that we all have cancer cells. We all do. It's when you make them congregate and they go, let's go play ball. We're playing ball now because Johnny's feeding us sugar. We love sugar. And Johnny's eating so acidic, you need to balance your diet so you're more a little alkaline and acidic. Balanced diet. Your body can do that, but if you eat too much acid foods, like I stay away from eggplant, I stay away from tomatoes because I know they're very acidic. I try to alkalinize my body, not by drinking alkaline. Oh, I'm drinking alkalized water. That's not the way you do it. Put spirulina in your protein drink. Spirulina will alkalinize your body. It's a vegetable plant. No, it's a plant, green plant, powderized. So I have that every morning. I add it in. So your body can't have too much sugar. Sugar, you have too much sugar, feeds cancer. Not only that, it creates a baseline for diabetes. Diabetes is this, pretty simple. Well, I was born with diabetes. You know what? Diet has a lot to do with diabetes because we have 100 million people with the problem. Sugar, when you take in sugar, moderation. If I have one cookie, one whole day, it ain't going to kill me, right? It's like a sugar rush. But if you have too much sugar, the pancreas will actually unlock your cell to allow the sugar to enter the cell through insulin. Insulin's like the key. It says, okay, let me open the door. Go in there, little guys. So the little guys go in there.
A place to go.
Yeah, a place to go. Then some of them, when they get a little bit full there, some of them will go into your muscles. And the sugar gets stored in your muscles. But here's the thing. You could work out early in the morning without even eating and burn the sugar in your muscles. It's crazy. But it's there for energy, right? But now, let's say you have too much sugar. Now, you feed the fat cells because your regular cells saying, dude, insulin resistant, dude, you're giving us too much sugar. We're not taking it no more. Go elsewhere. Go to the fat cells. I have this app called Yucca. I turn a lot of guys onto it. Y-U-K-A. Yucca. It's a free app. And I use it all the time when I shop. So what's nice is you can hit a barcode on something. Because remember, electric food is what we're supposed to be eating. We're electric. So electric food is from the earth. You eat electric food, goes into your body, comes out electric, and it can go into compost back into the earth and start the whole cycle again. If you eat crap, you'll go in the bathroom and go, what did that last guy eat? It's bad. It shouldn't be that way because you're excreting electric out of your body. We're electric. So I try to eat electric food. If there's a barcode, that's not electric food. I took a barcode scan that I go, 41 grams of sugar. Oh, dear God. Do you know how many grams of sugar or a little packet for coffee? 2 grams. He's taking 20 times that and pouring it in his throat.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that a packet of coffee?
No, a little packet of sugar. A little sugar.
Oh, a packet of sugar you would put in your coffee.
Yeah, it's 2 grams of sugar.
2 grams of sugar.
So imagine 20 of those. 20 of those that you're pouring in your mouth.
Oh, 20 in the Pepsi.
Yeah, there's 20 of those in the Pepsi. Why? For what reason? So I even went, I looked at some beet juice that was out there. I'm like, oh, look, they make some nice beet juice. I seen the commercial for it. I scan it. I go, why is there 20 grams of sugar in there? To make it taste better?
Yeah, but that 20 grams of sugar, it's going to be on the side of the container anyway, isn't it?
There's added sugar, and then there's sugar that came with the component, right? So like fruit has sugar in it. You have looked at the thing that says added sugar.
But the sugar in fruit is a good sugar.
It's a good sugar, but in moderation.
In moderation.
So like, okay. I don't do melons. I just do blueberries because I know they're good for me. I'll do bananas. I'll do strawberries. I'll do kiwi. Kiwi is very good for you.
Okay.
Very healthy for you. I'm not a melon guy. There's too much fructose in there. Because remember, there's a difference between sugar cane sugar and fructose. Fructose is God's sugar, but in moderation. Everything's moderation.
Sugar withdrawal, is it a real thing?
See, one thing about sugar, it puts you on a high, but it's a temporary high for energy, but then you come back down.
So if I really wanted to change my diet, do I have to fight through it for a couple of weeks?
It's a slow progression. You should be doing a regimen of exercise and eating good and drinking a lot of water. You could do a 15-minute walk, a power walk. I don't like to run. I don't believe in running because then you wear your joints out, but I love power walking. I'll power walk because I'm getting my heart rate up. Because your heart is a muscle, right? You want to exercise your muscle and your heart. Another thing, too, is I also learned, this is something I learned maybe about couple months ago. You always drink water a half hour before you eat. You never drink it while you're eating. And I never knew this, because the water provides the mixture for your body to make the acid that's going to be sent to your stomach when you start chewing. The minute you start chewing, your body goes, he must be chewing on food. That's why I don't chew gum, because you're falsifying the situation. Your body's going, dude, you lied to me. I thought you were sending food down. Because when you start chewing, your body thinks that you're sending food down. So it's going to start building acid in your stomach, right? And then and enzymes as well, digestive enzymes. Then it starts breaking down the food, and then the food is digested. Then about a half hour later, drink some more water to neutralize the acid. If not, you're going to get an upset stomach. And people, I have an upset stomach. I'm going to take some Pepto-Bismol. For what? You need to neutralize the acid.
John, you're so bought into this. What kind of discipline and regimen do you ultimately have to have? Drink water, do this. I mean, to me, in our crazy world that we're in, such fast-paced.
Because they're fast-paced. Now, you know, I feel bad for the two guys. I pray for them all the time that God has taken them, and they're both in his hands right now. They were both mobile techs. They were phenomenal techs. And they had early downfalls of passing away in their 40s. This is not good. This wasn't planned. And I don't know what their diet is, but I've heard from a few people the way they've seen them eat. You're on the road all day. So what are you going to pick up? Fast food.
Yeah.
I know one guy who died of a sugar coma. He was doing Red Bulls and eating all kinds of candy and stuff. He died of a sugar coma. He went to coma. I'm like, how's that possible? Because great guy. He had a great business, making all kinds of money. He was on top of the world. You have a business, you become successful, but you're not taking care of your health. So what good is being successful? What good is working long hours? And you should be working 8 to 5, right? You should come home early enough where you have your dinner at the right time. Then maybe go to the gym. Spend time with the family. Don't talk about your business when you get home. And get to bed early. Because as you go to bed, your body's detoxing at night. When you're up in the morning, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go to the bathroom because your body's been detoxing. If you lose that sleep and you narrow that gap, you're not detoxing no more. And lack of sleep can cause problems with your health. And lack of exercise, you're not getting enough oxygen in, can cause problems with your health. And eating on the run, eating food, I see guys going to 7-Eleven. I see Dunkin' Donuts all lined up. I'm like, oh my God, they're going in there for Dunkin' Donuts. No, I'm not knocking Dunkin' Donuts. It's what they want to do. It's cheaper. They go, well, the food's cheaper. I probably spend $200 for one person on food. I go to Whole Foods and just buy. I shop around the outside. I don't go on the inside. Because you go on the outside, it's all the good stuff.
Yeah.
You go on the inside, you're playing Russian roulette.
So let's talk about organic. Since you mentioned Whole Foods, you're obviously an organic food person. What's your perspective on it?
Years ago, there were local farms by many communities. So people went to those local farms. They may not be spraying their foods. They may be letting their chickens really roam. I mean, look, they go cage-free. Oh, they're cage-free. But then how long do you let them out there and bring them back in the cage? So they're not cage-free. You let them out and you put them back in.
Temporary.
It's temporary cage-free. It's almost like criminals that have to go back to their cell. They're not living out there in the open and eating off the ground, eating good stuff. They keep them all together. That's probably why I have the bird flu, because they're all together, combined. They're all going to get sick from each other. And then they're in their own feces. I don't want to eat chicken from there. I don't find out where my chicken's coming from. So if you know the source of the food you're getting, nothing too is there's something called rotating crops. Remember, I've been studying this whole field and not just one area, because I go down a rabbit hole, come out of there, go down that rabbit hole. I want to learn as much as I can, because just like cars, I want to learn all aspects of that vehicle, not just about the engine. I want to learn about brakes. I want to learn about suspension, wiring, the way the car talks, the whole network, how it all works together. So I want to see how all the food works together with our body. I realize that they're playing the same food in the same ground. You're supposed to rotate your crops because you chew all the nutrients out of that ground, the minerals, which go into the vegetables, which you eat. So now you're eating vegetables that don't have much minerals in them. So what do I resort to? I have to go get sea moss. Sea moss is the highest in minerals, something like 92 minerals. Like your body has about 106 minerals. We're composed of 106 minerals. 92 minerals are found in that sea moss, which is sitting on a rock in the ocean.
Serious.
Yeah. And it's sucking off that rock all the minerals. So if you're eating, I take sea moss every morning. So I know I'm getting at least my 92 minerals. Celtic salt has probably 75 minerals, less minerals, because it's not in the ocean. Celtic salt, I put that on my food too. I put it in because Celtic salt helps your body to absorb water.
Celtic, as in S-E-L-T-I. Yeah.
Celtic salt.
Salt.
There's another one, salt. What's that pink salt? The pink salt.
Himalayan?
Yeah, Himalayan salt. That's up in the mountains. Because years ago, those mountains were covered by an ocean. Years ago. So that's how the salt gravitates to those mountains. Then the water resided. Now you get pink salt. You go grab it. It's very good for you.
Organic. Is there like the organic police that can verify that I'm really buying organic?
No, it's funny you say that. Because I'll go to Whole Foods. I see this one guy putting stickers on a certain amount of bananas. I go, how do you know which ones are organic? What if you took a sticker and you just put it there and let me know that it's organic? I don't know. There's actually companies out there that take green bananas and they have to sell them real quick. So they put them in some kind of chemical solvent and it ripens them like that. And now they turn yellow. I go, that's not the way it's supposed to happen. They're supposed to ripe naturally.
Yeah.
So now you went against the grain. And now you're selling these bananas. Where are those bananas going? Because I don't want to eat one of them bananas because they're infused with chemicals. We're exposed to so many chemicals that there are people out there who, like my daughter did, I haven't done it yet. She detoxed her whole body with some kind of charcoal procedure they use or clay. See, clay and charcoal will draw toxins out of your body. So it's always good to detox your body every now and then. My daughter's been detoxed. She went through such a regimen. I learned from everything she did. When she wasn't feeling good, this is crazy, and we had to have her analyzed. The guy goes, we're going to do a blood test. We're also going to do a stool test. I go, stool test? What's that all about? He goes, we're going to see how her body is digesting her food.
Sure.
And we could tell everything from her stool, how her body's working. He goes, do you know when dogs don't feel good? Do you think they're going to talk like Lassie? Lassie, what's wrong? I don't feel good. I have pains in my chest. Lack of energy. No, they do a stool test on a dog. Why don't they do it to humans? So you send your stool out. They go, here's the breakdown. Here's where you lie low in. Here's where we're going to fix. I'm like, no one does that. But she paid for the stool test. And I'm like, this is crazy. Then they went one step further. They pulled a strand out of her hair. I go, what are you doing now, Jonna? They go, I'm going to send one of my hair follicles out to a lab, and they're going to see what's excreting out of my body because it'll show what toxins are coming out of my body. I'm a little high in aluminum, so what are you going to do now? Well, now I got to check to see if my underarm deodorant has aluminum in it. I have to also make sure that my toothbrush, my toothpaste doesn't have aluminum in it because aluminum's bad for you. Our toxin excrete out of our hair follicles, so why aren't they doing this when you go to doctors? Oh, you don't feel good? Let's do a stool test, and let's do a hair follicle test. They don't do that.
I am way out of my league by saying this. I'm not an expert at all, and I don't want to say that the pharmaceutical solution to problems is easy for a doctor to do, but is it possible that you've got to find a different kind of doctor willing to go to a different level of solutions than a person who just wants to give you a script?
Well, it's what the person decides they want to do. They could change their life. Going a different path.
So it's my decision. It's my decision.
I can't say doctors are not allowed to get prescriptions. Doctors are wrong. They go to school to learn the body.
I get it.
And then they have pharmaceutical drugs that they're going to use to take care of different ailments.
Yeah.
There's other ways to take care of ailments. Like, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a prime example. And like I said, I'm not here to knock the pharmaceutical industry. I'm not saying they're bad. I have another choice. As a human being, I have a choice on how I want to take care of my body.
Garlic.
It's a garlic. I'll give you an example. So I'm always taking care of my body. I have to. It's maintenance, right? We have to pull. Listen, most people go to doctors when they don't feel good. I go to doctors when I feel good. So I get my gums cleaned every 3 to 4 months. So every 3 months, right? Because all your diseases stem from your gums. Because if your gums aren't taken care of, there's direct access to your blood through your gums.
Exactly.
And your disease is getting in there. Once they get there, you got brain problem, all kinds of situations. So I'm like, all right, let me go to the gum doctor. So he's there going, all right, let me check your gum. A gum doctor, a gum specialist. All right?
Thank you.
A specialist. He's not just a gum. He's a gum specialist.
Got it.
Is it periodontist? I think so. Whatever it is.
I don't know.
So he checks it. He's got a tool. He's going 4, 5.
Yeah, I've had
3,
that done.
Up 1. I go, what do you mean 1? We'll talk about it later on. 2, 3, 3, 4, 5, 3. So he gets all done. He goes, you have receding gum over here and receding gum down here.
That's
so what
the
we're
one.
Do. I don't have insurance. I have insurance to basically take an x-ray, just an assessment of $300-$400, but I don't have this insurance. That's another problem with insurance. We all have so-called medical insurance, not much insurance for our teeth. Maybe that's why a lot of guys don't go to have their teeth checked. I'm like, well, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to do a gum graft. How do you do that? We're going to take gum from the roof of your mouth, gum material from the roof of your mouth. We're going to numb you all up. We're going to slice a piece, take it, put it on a table, sew you back up, take that piece, put it on the side that's receding, and stitch it in. I go, holy crap. He goes, it only take about maybe 2 hours. How much is that? About $3,000. I go, $3,000? I can't put a price tag on it. So I did it. I left there. I looked like I had walnuts on one side of my jaw. So I go, all right, here's what we're going to do. Here's a prescription for painkiller, Motrin, take 70s, three times a day for inflammation and pain. All right, no problem. And here's an antibiotic. You need to take this. You need to finish it in 7 days. I'm not taking antibiotics. I'm not trashing my intestines. You have to take it in case you get an infection. In case I don't have an infection. I go, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go home. I'm going to garlic with salt. I'm going to garlic with peroxide. And I'm going to step up my game with ginger. Garlic,
wait a minute,
honey.
You didn't mean garlic, you meant gargle.
No, well, I gargled with the peroxide.
Okay.
I gargled with the baking powder.
Okay.
Baking powder is a disinfectant, very good for you.
Yeah.
I mixed that. So I gargled with the baking powder and water. I also gargled with peroxide. I also gargled with salt. Every night, I gargled it and just swished around. And then I took a high-potent mixture of garlic, honey, tea, turmeric for inflammation. I had to take the painkiller. Dude, I was in so much pain for the first 3 days. Did I finish it out? No. You should finish it out for information.
Right.
I got Turmeric for information. I can't be living on these pain drugs because over time, painkillers over time can destroy kidneys. They can destroy other things in your body. So longevity, are they good for short term? Yes. I need it. But for long term, you need to go into pain management of some sort. So luckily, my body heals fast. It's just the way my body is. And within 7 days, I was fine. So, and he got mad at me. He goes, you have to take these antibiotics. No, I don't. You tell me I have to take it, but I don't have to. Well, then you do what you have to do. I will do what I have to do.
Right. My mind is numb, John. And you really opened my eyes to a lot of things that it's not about what you say. It's about what I do with this information that I have. And by no means is John an expert, but he brought, like everyone else who comes on the podcast, no matter if we're talking leadership, we're talking about growing a great business, managing your finance, it's their perspective on how they did things. But there's a lot I can't argue with you about. My final question to you, and help me with this. I'm a coffee guy. Can I keep drinking it?
In moderation, because coffee's acidic. And then two is, I'm here today. For my fellow technicians, I want longevity. I want them to change their diets because I get tears in my eyes. I walk into a lot of these shops and I see the way they're eating. I see the way they're taking care of themselves. They're overworking themselves. They're stressed out. And like, how long can you do that for? You're taxing your body.
Mm-hmm.
You're not eating right. I'm like, have someone prep a meal. Maybe your wife or maybe your girlfriend or take time out on a Sunday. It only takes 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday. To prep your food for the week.
Yeah.
And at least you know what you're eating. I just want these guys to have a long, successful life. Not a life that's shortened at 40, 50 years old. Oh, hear about so-and-so? He had a heart attack. I go, what?
Yeah.
But he looked good. Yeah, he looked healthy, but not on the inside.
All right. John Anello, thank you so much for being here. Auto Tech on Wheels. When I sat down with John at breakfast this morning, I realized that I needed to pull him in the studio and have him share a whole lot more than the 10 minutes that you did. Yes, he's showing up his, is that the beet juice?
Can I just tell him the ingredients?
Yes, go ahead.
I make my own beet juice every Sunday, 3.5 hours. Very simple. It supplies for 12 days of 12 mason jars. So I take 5 whole beets, 2 stalks of celery. Those are for nitrates, which your body needs. I take 1 whole watermelon, get rid of the red stuff. I use the out stuff, which is citrulline, which makes the NO gas for your arteries to keep them dilated, which you lack as you get above your 50s. I also put in 24 carrots. I'm juicing all this stuff, by the way. 24 carrots, 5 bunch of kale for antioxidants to take care of your kidney, your liver, to help detox them, right? To filter them out, to help them along. And then I also put in 5 whole lemons to stabilize everything, 5 green apples for taste, also 5 cucumbers for vitamin K. I drink this every single day, one mason jar, while I'm eating, every day. And it gives me energy.
All the things you said that are in there, I like.
Yeah, they're powerful. And it's all God's food. And guess what? There's water in there too, because watermelon has water in it. Yeah. So I'm drinking water at the same time, sure. But God's water.
Got it. Okay. Here's my quick takeaway from this. And it's the word grind. We, in our industry, we have been grinding forever. We grind every day and we come back and we keep saying, this damn grind. And you're exhausted and you're tired, but you have another life when you come home. You have family, spouse, all that stuff. And you say, well, I'll get back up and do the grind again tomorrow. What John is telling me is that, okay, you can have a grind, but what you put inside your body so you can have your grind needs to be rethought.
Definitely rethought.
Rethought.
You have to balance your life too.
All right. Wow. Hey, I don't know what to do next, but thank you so much. Yeah. And remember, this man is not a doctor, and I am not a doctor, and this was here meant for you to take and do with
just
what you wish.
Just a coach.
Just a coach. Thanks again, John.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.